The Angelman Rally is a charity motorcycle event which is going to run next year in May, running into June. It's essentially about 2 weeks long. We're going to go from Surrey through France, Italy and into Sicily and go as far up Mount Etna as one can. And the idea is to raise money and awareness for Angelman UK, which is a UK-based charity. My son has Angelman syndrome, which is my connection to that charity, and they do so much for the families, that charity I mean, and so I wanted to sort of do something for them. Angelman syndrome is a neurological condition which results from a missing chromosome 15 rather, and it leaves someone with quite impaired cognitive ability, which will result in them needing sort of 24-hour care for their life. That doesn't mean to say that they're not a lot of fun to be around. They're a lot of energy. There's a lot of sort of affection and stuff there. So they're great to be around, but it's quite a serious condition. So I wanted to do something for them for that reason. It's not that well known. It depends where you get your numbers from. It's between 1 in 12 and 1 in 20,000 births in the UK. Which sounds very rare, but when you consider how many people are in an average sort of town, that means there could be one per town in the country. So suddenly that doesn't sound quite so rare. So it doesn't really get a lot of publicity. People don't hear about it that much. But again, this is a reason why I want to do something. And once you've kind of met these guys, actually a lot of people have said, oh yes, I think I have met this condition before, but without realizing it was called Angelman syndrome. You can't see me, but I'm not built for running, so it was never going to be a marathon. And the idea of jumping out of a plane just does not just terrifies me. So I ride motorbikes. Motorbikes kind of featured quite a lot in my day, so I figured I'd go with that. And then two friends sort of just joined in, and they were like, well, this is happening and we're joining you whether you want it or not, which was great. So I had a huge amount of support from them. And then the destination came from Graham, one of the riders, and it was for no other reason other than it was just a dramatic place to go to. We pondered on it for a long time, and there's lots and lots of charity events, as you said. There's lots and lots of motorcycle charity events. I mean, the biking community loves a charity run. They all do it. So to do something a little different was a bit of a challenge, and it in this case it required a little bit more commitment. Okay, so we are leaving Surrey. We're going to leave from Jack Lilly's Triumph dealership. That's in Ashford. And when we leave there, we are going to hit France as far as possible, get as many miles under our belt, and do a little bit of filming. Oh, I forgot to tell you, there's a film crew coming to make some promo videos and to make a documentary to sort of introduce the world to Angelman syndrome. As we go over the Alps, we'll then go to Milan, Verona, where we're going to see a museum which has got a painting which is relevant to the Angelman community, and then go south via sort of San Marino, Monza, Imola, those sort of places, and then eventually to Rome, and on to Sicily. And then on the way back, we'll follow the west coast of Italy, take in the south coast of France, and then come up through central France. And then on the last day, we have two potential routes, depending on if one suffers a breakdown. So we have a shortcut route and then a long route as well. So we can either come back via Calais,
via a bus,
or come back via Portsmouth. And if we do that, then we might stop and see a little bit of sightseeing in the Normandy beaches, or, you know, Le Mans racetrack that's not that far away from that area. So there's a few things we can do.